Babe? Baby, are you in here? I was wondering what you wanted for dinner tonight. Oh. I gave you one rule, baby. If you can hold out and wait till after we're done eating together, I was going to give you a present for not touching yourself all day. It seems that someone couldn't keep his hands to himself, could he? You already started something. Might as well continue. Spread your legs for me. Let me see how wet you are. Absolutely soaked. Just like a slut. You got this wet all by yourself, puppy? What were you thinking about? It seems that someone's embarrassed. You probably should have thought about that before you decided to break one of the rules. So needy, baby boy. Couldn't even go 12 hours without touching yourself. I bet you were just getting close, weren't you? Trying to make yourself come quickly so that I wouldn't know. Your plan almost worked, except you forgot one thing, babe. I always know when you've touched yourself. Well, since you were so desperate, why don't you keep touching yourself? Show me what you were doing. Oh, come on now. This isn't the time to be shy. I've given you an order. Be a good boy and do what you're told, pup. That wasn't so hard, was it? Does your hand feel good? Circling your clit like that? Go on. Shove some fingers inside your pussy. Maybe your ass. I know that my boy is a slut that loves to be filled up. Go on. Don't deny yourself. Take a finger or two and push it inside. I know you can handle much more than that, considering I've given you more than that. Oh, that's a good boy. Show me how you like your pussy fucked, baby. Keep your legs spread as wide as possible while you finger yourself. Two fingers inside and another playing with your clits. Go on. Stroke it for me. That's it. That a boy. How does it feel, puppy? It feels good? Oh, I bet it does. There's no reason to feel embarrassed in front of me. I know what a slut you are. You couldn't help yourself even if you wanted to. You tried so hard to be good today, and still, you couldn't last without touching yourself. So fucking needy, baby. What on earth could have gotten you so worked up? Was it because, I don't know, I wore a dress that was a little too short, a little too low cut, and I wasn't wearing any panties? Could that possibly be the culprit? Oh, I'm just trying to teach you patience, puppy. If you had waited, you would have gotten something better than this. But because you were so fucking wet, you gave in because it felt good. I bet you thought you were being sneaky about it. Like, I wouldn't have been able to tell you had orgasmed when you came downstairs, acting the part of a well-behaved angel. You see, 5 minutes had passed since you asked to go to the bathroom, and you weren't even in the room, baby boy. You were thinking with your cunt and not your brain, weren't you? Yeah, of course you were. Poor little slut. Always thinking with that pussy of yours. Whatever it takes to get fucked and filled, right? There really is no other purpose for you. Just a three-holed whore who needs someone to hold the leash to your collar. It's a good thing you're hot when you're pathetic like this, because I have half a mind to tell you to stop touching yourself and punish you. Be grateful that the part that wants you to keep going won out. I love watching my boy touch himself. So keep fingering that greedy pussy of yours and that needy clit, slut. If you want me to touch you instead of just watching, it's something you're going to have to earn. That's what you get for being naughty, baby. See, I have this scene planned for tonight, but those plans have been ruined because someone couldn't keep their hands to themselves. Too much of a slut to wait even a little bit. Pussy dripping with need, watching me bend over. And then you saw my own pussy peek out from underneath my short little sundress and you lost all control, didn't you? Oh, were you imagining how I tasted, puppy? Maybe you were thinking about rubbing my clit with your own two fingers still wet with your own slick. Maybe I was fucking you with a strap or you were fucking me with one. I am so curious as to what fantasy you conjured in that little brain of yours that was too much and drove my boy to disobey me. I know you're a slut, but I thought I trained you better than this. It's apparent. I need to be firmer with you, don't I? I've been too lenient with you, boy, and I won't be in the future. For all intents and purposes, this is your last day of freedom. I've been letting you act on your whorish nature for way too long without reprimanding it. If only you had kept your legs shut, baby boy, you wouldn't be in this position. Oh, look at you, baby, doing such a good job of touching yourself for me. Keep going and make yourself come, understand? Of course you understand that, slut. It's a good thing you're sweet and handsome because with your one-tracked mind, it's hard to get you to think about something other than coming. Don't even try to deny it. You're in this situation because of yourself. You could have had my hands touching you, my mouth sucking your clit, my fingers in your cunt. I could have even held a vibrator to you and fucked you with the strap. Instead, you have to settle for your own hands under my watchful eyes. That's gotta suck for you. Why don't you look at me, boy? Good. What color are you? I love hearing that you're green, baby. Keep touching yourself like the desperate slut you are. It feels good, doesn't it? All this humiliation and degradation makes you burn inside. Embarrassment, but it also adds more fuel to the fire, doesn't it? It's not like you could deny that you're a slut. I haven't touched myself today and I'm doing just fine. But you were losing your mind, weren't you? Speak up, slut. I didn't quite hear you. When I ask a question, I expect a clear answer. So try again. That's my good boy. Playing with yourself so well for me. Fingers inside your cunt while you stroke that clit of yours. My mouth is watering at the sight of your clit. I want to feel it in my mouth. Roll my tongue around it, suck it, kiss it, make you squirm and scream. It's a shame that you won't be getting that today because you ruined it for yourself. This is what you get instead. This is what you deserve, baby boy. You have to earn my loving touch. There is nothing more that I would like to do than touch you right now. Feel your skin under my warm hands. Feel every twitch of muscle as you get closer to coming. But I can't do that, because this is about teaching you a lesson. More importantly, this is about reminding you of your place. You're mine, and I'll make sure you understand that by the end of the night, puppy. Aww. Don't look like that, baby. You asked for this. I'm not going to be doing anything to you that you don't deserve. After all, you're just a pathetic little slut who can't keep his hands to himself. That's something that can be fixed with training. I understand you were just testing me to see how much you could get away with, but if I'm not strict with you now, then you're just gonna keep pushing. If I give you even an inch, you'll go an entire mile with it, baby boy. This is for your own good. So be a good boy, trust me, and pick up the pace for me. Oh, come on, you can go faster than that. Scissor inside yourself. Feel how soaking you are. You feel it? Yeah? That's your own desperation, slut. When I don't play with you for just a few hours, that's how much you burn with desire. You can't help it. You're just a dumb little slut, aren't you? Oh, that's what I thought. So good for me, boy. Fucking that pussy of yours with your fingers. Playing with your clit just like a proper slut. So handsome when you're naked and exposed like this. You're getting close, aren't you, baby boy? Well, since you were going to come with or without my permission, what does it matter if I give it to you? If you need to come, then come. It'll be your first orgasm of the night. While you were touching yourself, I was thinking how to properly remedy the treatment of a naughty boy like yourself. Then it came to me. I'll just overstimulate you until you hate your own clits, and you're begging me to stop. I'll keep playing with you until you can barely feel anything. Oh, poor puppy. Look at that. That has to be the most pathetic fucking look you've ever given me. It's what you deserve, baby. While I love punishing you, it's clear that I've given you too much leeway. I need to be strict with you again. Keep your slutty nature to a minimum. I think this is the only way you will learn to keep your hands away from your greedy pussy and throbbing clit. I need to make it almost painful for you. It's clear that is really the only way you will learn. I might also add a bit of numbing spray just for good measure. Wouldn't want you getting ideas in that head of yours. Oh, such a good boy. Look at you. Why don't you go on and come for me? Come on, slut. I know you want to. I can see how close and desperate you are. Don't fight it or draw it out longer than it needs to be, boy. You won't be able to prolong your inevitable punishment just by doing that. If anything, you are just going to be helping me and my job the more you touch yourself while trying to deny your own orgasm. It would be best if, I don't know, you just let go and came for me. Be a good boy. Come for me. Don't you want to make me proud, puppy? Don't you want to be good for me? Then come on your own two fingers. Just like that. That's a good boy. You are so good for me. So handsome when you let go and come just like that. Oh, love seeing you like this. So vulnerable and sexy and mine. I love you so much, baby boy. Look at my little fucked out slut. Breathing heavily while you look into my eyes. That's a good boy. Keep looking at them. You see, we aren't done yet. Not by a long shot. In fact, now it's my turn to touch you exactly how you are touching yourself. And I'm willing to bet I can make you come faster than your own fingers.